got a nice indoor setup there, so keeps the elements away. Just grinding away. Weights, I go to Ribby Hall and do that. Obviously indoors, everything's indoors these days. Get that consistent, regular jumping, able to work on things technically that sometimes you struggle with outdoors in the tough rain and wind. So just looking forward to January to get competing.
And since you have moved back to Lancashire, you haven't noticed the standards dropping in terms of facilities. Obviously, you used to train at Loughborough, but you haven't kind of found yourself wandering back there.
No, exactly. I mean, we've got a good setup at Blackpool. I can do everything I need to do around here now. So it's more about having, you know, family support and being back to your roots, which is more of a boost than kind of still training somewhere like in Loughborough. You know, it's 2 hours away and didn't come home much, so... Yeah, just really enjoying being back in the area. And
if you're happy off the track, you're going to be more happy on it and training, and when it does get tough, just to have that support is really important.
Yeah, and it completely rubs off on you. Just having that kind of almost emotional backing, like, it's a bit of a weird thing to describe, but you definitely feel, in a sport where you're on your own anyway, you don't feel as alone in it. It just feels great to be back in Lancashire, basically.
You know the goal is Rio 2016 and the height you need to clear is 5m70. Yeah. Your PB is 5.62, so just 8 centimetres off. Yeah. We say just 8 centimetres, you've still got to get it. How are you progressing with that?
Yeah, really good. So we've come up with a strategy of, basically I've always pushed pole length and pole stiffness in the aim to jump as high as possible. So I've almost taken a step back, ordered a few poles from America which are slightly shorter but a lot stiffer, so it allows me to time up a more comfortable jump which I'm familiar with, in the hope that I can reproduce more of a 5.70-ish jump as opposed to striving for like 6 metres the whole time and being a bit more inconsistent that way. So
these poles aren't cheap either. When you have to fund them yourself, can be £600 a pop.
Yeah, £600 a pop, pretty much. And you need close to 6 or 7 poles in your bag at the competition, let alone all the poles you need for training after short run up, medium run up, long run up. So yeah, it gets a bit pricey, so just kind of fund myself through my sports massage, and that's going great at the moment. But like any grants I've ever been given in my time from clubs or local schemes, which have been really helpful, I've just gone straight on saving up for like the next pole. So over the years I've acquired about 25 poles now, I think. So I'm in a good position pole wise, and yeah, I just hope these new poles that I've got, you know, work in the way I want them to work, and you know, I'm quite confident they will do.
And I've seen on social media that you've set up a Pledge Sports page of asking for help with funding and poles and nutrition, and alongside that you've set up your sports massage therapy company as well. How difficult is it to manage that work and training balance?
To be honest, it's an absolute nightmare, and it's been the hardest challenge through the kind of 8 years I've been jumping professionally, so to speak. It's just hard building clients from the start anyway in a new area, but on the other hand, it's been so much better now being able to plan training times around clients and putting your weekly schedule together how you want it to work. And I think that's been a massive difference as well, not having to ask for shifts off work and, you know, working 6 days a week but stupid hours, stood on your feet, you know, getting backache, that kind of thing. So yeah, honestly, it's very refreshing to now work for yourself, and that, I think that's just a massive step forward for me in terms of lifestyle, which I think is rubbing off in my pole vault.
And the dream is Rio and getting to the Olympics next summer. What visual do you have when you're having a hard day? What's the motivation there?
As always, I guess with most athletes, it's the old standing on that podium, first, second or third with a medal in your hand, Olympic medal from Rio. That would be priceless, basically, isn't it? It's something money that can't buy. That's what's going through my head, through the tough sessions, through the little injuries you pick up. Struggled with a bit of a groin issue recently, but you know, that seems to have cleared up, and just keep grinding away through those tough times. Like I say, I've got that family support now, kind of catching up with old friends, being in the county where I've grown up. Yeah, just everything feels like it's in a good place towards Rio at the moment.
Have you struggled with groin niggles before? Is that quite common?
Yeah, it's pole vault kind of, it smashes your body completely anyway, but you know, your hamstrings, groin, lower back, it'll take a hammer in, so it's not uncommon for little niggles to happen. I try and keep myself in shape by going to the sauna a lot, And obviously with my sports massage knowledge, I know kind of which bits to release in there. So I feel like I can keep myself in good shape. I don't get much medical support because it's so costly, obviously, unless you're on funding. So yeah, just manage myself with saunas, so to speak.
How far away from getting funding from British Athletics are you? Do you think you'll ever get that back?
For me to get back on, I need to jump 5:57 twice, basically next year, and then they have funding meetings towards the end of the year, so it wouldn't be until December 2016 I'd get on funding. But yeah, 2 5:57s would put me on the next level of funding. I feel I'm capable of that, and more than capable, so see what happens.
Obviously in the run-up to Christmas and winter training's well underway, but just looking ahead to the new year, what's next on the agenda?
We're just putting together the competition schedule now, so I won't start competing till start of January, and that'll run through till kind of mid-March. I'll probably jump a few, Poland, kind of France, Germany, and then try and stay local. I think Manchester have got a few opens going on. Do 3 or 4 of those through the next 3 months. And then we've just got our nationals, British champs, obviously, in mid-Feb. World indoors in Portland in March. But the standard's higher than the Olympic standard this year because I think it's a straight final. So you need 5:77 to go there. So a bit of an ask, but, you know, I still feel I'm capable of that and more, so if things click into place, then let's do it.
And in terms of other GB athletes, your direct competition, how's the field looking? Do you keep tabs on them?
You see the odd videos go up on Facebook, but with us, like, it's usually stupid stuff, like doing backflips off a pole or something. But we all kind of keep in touch every now and then, just with the old messaging. Yeah, I think everyone, as far as I know, most people are in good shape and looking forward to next year, and things are going well for everyone. I don't think anyone's particularly injured. Yeah, it looks like the competition season's going to be great indoors, and looking forward to seeing everyone there at the British Champs in mid-February in Sheffield.